Hi, I'm Sarah Lee, and joining me is my co-host,
Juliana.
Welcome to Murder and Psyche Podcast, a podcast where we dive into old and new cases and try and figure out why the killers did it. We are here for you every week with a new case, and if you would like to recommend any cases, you can check out our Instagram or Twitter, both at Murder Psyche Pod. We also have a YouTube channel, if you would like to check that out. Viewer discretion is advised. Now let's get into the episode. Also, quick disclaimer, I'm not educated on Chinese or the Chinese culture, so I apologize if I say something wrong or just do something wrong in advance. I'd just like to put that apology out there before we start.
Okay.
So this takes place in China. Yao Chanxin.
I think it's Yao Jiaxin.
Yao Jiaxin.
I don't know about the accents, but something like that.
Okay. Yao Jiaxin.
Fun fact, I took Chinese
She took Mandarin for 2 years?
I think it was, 2 years in high school. So I sort of know how to pronounce things, but I don't know the accents or anything. So
it's
not
fun.
Not the accents or the strokes. It's fine.
Anyways, he came from a second generation rich family. Not much is said about his upbringing besides a few things. Both his parents work in the defense sector. More specifically, Yao's father, Yao Qingwai.
Yeah, that's about right.
Was a retired military representative at the Xian Huashan.
I think it's Xian Huashan.
Or
something like that. We're okay. We're crying.
Military factory. Like most children in Chinese household, Yao studied music, especially the piano, by the age of 21. Yao studied at the... Say it again.
Xian.
Xian.
I don't think that an has a pronunciation, but I don't know about the Xian.
Okay. The Xian Conservatory of Music.
You're doing great.
Thank you. On October 20th, 2010, Yao was driving in his Chevrolet Cruze when he hit...
Zhang.
Miss Zhang was a 26-year-old cafe waitress biking her way back home to her family. After the accident, Yao stopped and went out to check on Zhang, right?
Zhang.
When he realized she was memorizing his license plate. In order to avoid any trouble, Yao stabbed her 8 times in the chest and back. Once Yao made sure Zhang was dead, he drove off. Later that night, he got in another hit-and-run accident and the police arrested him. Upon being questioned, Yao denied being involved in the murder of Zhang, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But admitted to the second hit and run. Police ended up letting Yao go due to lack of evidence. On October 22nd, police started connecting the murder and the second hit and run together. The next day, Yao turned himself in to police for the murder of Zhang. 5 months later, on March 26, 2011, Yao's trial began. Many believe that Yao wouldn't face much punishment because he confessed to the murder and showed remorse. However, once the internet found out about the murder, they wanted Yao to face the death penalty. The internet outrage was increased once it was discovered that Yao's father was a military representative. In the media, many referred to Zhang as a peasant and Yao as wealthy. Because of the separation of classes, many brought up how the wealthy were able to commit crimes against the, quote, peasants and get light sentences. One example of this was 4 days before Zhang's murder, another privileged kid killed a student in a hit-and-run accident. When police attempted to arrest him, he shouted, "Sue me if you dare. My dad is the gang." Li Gang. Yeah. Thus,
or Gang.
Gang.
Which one?
Thus, the police let him go because his father at the time was a police chief. The kid was only sentenced to 6 years in prison. Many on the internet believed that Yao's case would have the same outcome. People in the media attempted to make Yao seem like a commoner by showing their phone bill, but the internet didn't buy it. Yao even offered Wang Wei, Zhang's husband, Zhang's husband a payment of $6,900 as compensation for the murder, but Wang declined. With the offer of compensation, many people believe this was even more reason as to why Yao.
Oh my God. It's okay.
wouldn't face the death penalty. Yao's lawyers defended that Yao was a, quote, model student, end quote, with amazing grades and awards. With Yao's impending verdict, people discussed their opinions on the case. Some believed that Yao should pay with his life to teach the privileged a lesson. Others believed that regardless of Yao's socioeconomic status, he should pay with his life. One opinion that outraged many, though, came from one of Yao's classmates who agreed with Yao's crimes. The classmate posted on social media saying, quote, if I were him, I would have stabbed her as well. How come the public opinion all supports the victim? How come they do not consider how shameless it is for her to mark down the car's license number, end quote. Which, that is a disgusting viewpoint to have.
Like, a very... That's
victim blaming to, like...
A whole new level.
A whole new level. Like, yeah. How dare she try and report a crime that was against her? She should have gotten stabbed.
She was, like, riding on her bike, casually.
She just wanted to go home.
Oh, no.
She's like, oh, bitch, don't you dare try and...
I know. Okay.
Thus pushing the prejudice that the privilege held against, quote, rural peasant, end quote. With more public outrage, Yao's trial wasn't looking so good. On April 22nd, 2011, Yao was sentenced to death. Yao attempted to appeal, but his appeal was rejected a month later. So on June 7th, Yao was executed. Many went to social media to discuss how they felt about the execution. Many felt like it was a victory. Few felt like Yao became the victim of the, quote, internet mob, end quote. However, from this execution came two other topics regarding China and its culture. One, are second generation rich parent and other Chinese parents so obsessed with success that they forget to teach their children a good moral compass? And two, should the Chinese government enforce the death penalty as much as they do? Although I can't fully speak on the first question, I can speak about the death penalty rate in China. So at this time in 2010, about 6,000 people were put to death in China, which was more than 23 times the amount of people Iran put to death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, China is a communist country, so the government really does get to decide that stuff. Not really the people's choice, as much as the media did want him to die.
I mean, I guess it was more so an eye for an eye.
That, I think that's called... That's part of, like, Chinese traditional culture. It's, like, called jungle law or something like that.
I think so.
Yeah. Or it's along the lines of, like, an eye for an eye. Basically, if you take something away, they get to take something away from you.
You stab someone, get electrocuted.
May I add, it was eight times. He was a pianist. Like, what? He went to a music school.
Yeah.
And he just casually stabbed someone 8 times.
I forget with what he stabbed her with. I'm sure
I think it was a knife he pulled from his pocket.
Why is he carrying a knife from him now?
I don't know.
I guess the streets are dangerous.
I mean, from what I was reading, he just, like, got a knife either from his car or from on his person, and just, like, 8 times.
But to think it's easier to face a federal punishment or capital punishment than to pay someone.
Well, like, later he was, like, he said he revealed that the reason he stabbed her is because she was a peasant woman and he was scared that she would be hard to deal with when it came to financial compensation.
His whole motive was he would rather have her dead than have to face blackmail
or financial compensation. Yeah. Like, what? And then he hit someone else and that's how he got caught.
Yeah.
Like, you why didn't he stab them? Like, what? I'm so confused on his, like...
I guess they didn't memorize the license plate, or he just didn't recognize it.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like... It doesn't give me many details on, like, who he hit the second time, but if his basis for stabbing her is because she was a rural woman, like...
And that she was
a peasant, quote-unquote, like, that's kind of fucked up.
Well, also in their communist state, it's everyone's equal. So that should be your equal regardless of their socioeconomic status. At least in my brain, that would make sense.
That's what communism offers, but that's not what Chinese communism is at all. It's basically the wealthy class basically have a good, and well, most of their Chinese values are basically, like, what intrigued me about this case was just, like, him just stabbing for the sake of stabbing. Because in original traditional Chinese culture, they have to maintain this thing called that's the English, like, name for it, but like, it's a representation of, like, their reputation and influence and dignity and honor, and they're supposed to uphold that at all times. Like, even if it comes to, like, self-sacrificing or whatever, they're supposed to uphold their reputation as one of their values. And he just stabs someone.
He was like, it's time, bitch.
It's time. And And I mean, that might be a part of like a cultural revolution and that occurred in China, but like the traditional values is like uphold reputation, uphold all this kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in Chinese families are, I get why wealthy families in Chinese, because they're not all wealthy families in China oftentimes only help family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a communist country.
Yeah.
So communist countries, the way it's going to be set up is like, unless you make it wealthy when you're like a kid or whatever, like if your family's not wealthy, then it's really hard to become wealthy. Because
mm-hmm.
oftentimes you don't have the support become wealthy. Like a lot of successful Chinese people have like moved to America started here and then moved back, because that it's easier to do that than make your start in China, because it's just hard. Unless you have natural talent or intelligence, it's just really hard.
Yeah.
But like they only help family. So if you're really wealthy mm-hmm. and like your I don't know nephew messes up, you help them even if you don't agree. And that's wacky to me. Like I
can see that.
No, you can see it.
Yeah.
But it's like you hit someone and then stab them 8 times.
And you're like, you're going to jail.
And you're like,
have fun.
Good luck.
You committed your crime.
Anyway, but this really brought to light, like, a lot of people, I think a Chinese psychologist went on television and, like, talked about how he had, like, a home life that was a little rough, and he was a pianist, so he was really hard, even though he's a model student, he was dealing with stuff, and everyone was like, no, that doesn't matter. Like, everyone has stuff.
He had a breakdown, so he murdered someone.
No, they were like, his studious studies could have messed with the way his brain works, and so he killed someone. It's like, well, no, that's not a justification. And I know the lawyers did, like, he's a model student, and that was their justification for it, but, like, in terms of, like, you don't just stab someone because you're successful. And I also think he probably would have got a lesser sentence if it wasn't for the case right before it, where, what is his name? It was Li Qingming was his name. The guy that...
It was something. I don't know.
I believe it was... That was the name where he like he hit like a he was a university student.
Yeah, he hit a university student,
and he like was like, you can't catch me because my dad.
Well, they were about to arrest him, and then he's like, my dad, you know who my dad is, do it, I dare you.
Exactly.
And it's like, you really feel like you can get away with this just because of your father?
Yeah. And the internet was outraged, and like it just felt like because of that it escalated his situation, because it was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But people were like, he's just gonna get 6 years. We like, he killed someone. He stabbed him 8 times.
He purposely, like, at least with the other one, he killed him on impact. Whereas this, Zhang. She was still, like, if she went to the hospital, she would have been fine.
Yeah.
It was him who purposely killed her with the knife.
Purposely killed her. And it was her husband, I believe, that was, like, because they offered him money. The thing is, they were trying to offer him hush money.
Like, yeah, they were like, if you drop this case.
Like, yeah, they were trying to offer him hush money, which, like, no.
Fuck the hat.
He was like, no. And I believe he said it was money stained with blood.
That's what he said.
Yeah, or something like that. And he was just like, no, sorry. No. I don't care if I'm old. Like, no, like, we're still suing you or whatever. And a lot of my, like, theories was the why, like, China went through with it was to, like, to please the media or whatever. Because
or just, like...
The last thing they need is, like, outrage. Their whole thing is government control.
How do you control...
What is one death to them out of everybody's safe? Like, you know what I mean?
They'll just add it onto the pile of 6,000 already.
And plus, death sentence is legal. And if the public's on board with it and the judge is on board with it, then... Well, not the judge. I forget how their system works. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, whoever... Is
who's to say it's not legal, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even then, it's all subjective, and it's like, it's kind of wacky. Anyway, it seems like the Chinese education system is much more emphasis on grades, which means that Chinese, if you are born in the middle or upper middle class or whatever, you have a good chance of being like very highly educated. You have very good grades, like you're very pushed into grades. But there's also like a downside to it, because there's a lot of like mental support or like the ability to explore your own explorations or like what you're passionate about. Like, there's not a lot of that.
Yeah.
I mean, which is good, because in terms of Chinese values, they're very, very much so like on get money. Your goal is to get as much money as you can to provide for your family. Like, that's like the core or whatever. But
money.
Still, money. But like, it causes a lot of like, at least for a lot of children, it's like emotional indifference
mm-hmm.
to a lot of things they're passionate about in life. Like, even relationships, when someone's going through a hard time. No, I'm not saying all, but it can cause a level of emotional indifference or seemingly extremely emotional indifference to things. So like, I feel like a lot of kids are, they don't
slightly sociopathic.
Slightly sociopathic. Well, either they hide everything and they bottle it up, or they don't have it at all. But it seems like in this case, like, he probably bottled up a lot of emotions. Plus, he was a little rich and entitled. So like, he let his emotions get the best of him. Not an excuse. But then like,
entitled do you have to be to justify someone's murder?
Well, imagine being raised that you are better than somebody else, and then this peasant, quote unquote, like, comes up to you and is like reading your license plate, and even though you had her, you think you're still entitled
to murder her.
Well, to take away her life, because it's not that big a deal because you're more privileged than her. That's just such a weird concept to me, but it's basically how you're raised, especially if he's very wealthy. But it's also interesting that they let him be executed when his, like, dad was, like, an employee of the Chinese military, because that seems like a very weird thing.
I think he was retired at the time.
But even if he's retired, they put a lot of this, like...
Yeah, they put a lot of honor
and emphasis on being a member of the Chinese military, so that was also interesting to me. Makes me think that maybe it wasn't just about that. But I mean, like, conspiracy theories are for another day. but like, I just think a lot of it is just like the natural development of, like, children is so different in China than it is in America, and a lot of Chinese citizens don't cold blood murder. Like, it's not like their education system is, like, even though it does make them highly educated and they learn at a faster rate land than American school districts or even European school districts or whatever, it's not, every school system has its ups and downs, and I feel like the major down is the mental part of it. And even then, like, most Chinese citizens aren't murderers, I want to say.
Their
main oppressor is the government. No offense, China, please don't come after me. I would like to live. But the main oppressor of the Chinese is their government. And I just think because it's so oppressive, it can cause people to snap like that.
Yeah.
Or to think that they're worth more than others, because that's the way the system's set up.
Yeah, well, like, with having to bottle up your emotions and keep a face, and then once it feels like the world is on your shoulders, like a snap in a way.
Yeah. Plus, it's also, like, unusual that he was, like, violent like that, because, to be perfectly honest, they put a lot of emphasis, at least traditional, on, like, being polite and cordial, and like, even in business, if you deal business with Chinese businesses, like, they're always very, like, the senior walks in the room first, like, the senior of, like, the company walks in the room, and you greet him first or whatever. Like, it's very traditional for the most part. So it's just very interesting that, like, he was so violent like this. Like, that doesn't typically happen. I'm not that I'm saying that it couldn't happen, but it's just very interesting.
It's unlikely.
So it makes me think there was probably a lot of entitlement going on. He felt like he deserved to do it. It did not work out for him, obviously.
Guess what? Your head is gone now.
Yeah, they just deadass executed him. Ooh, can we read some of the, like, internet things?
Yes.
Because it became a trend where they were like, Yao Jiaxin must die. Like, the internet in China, even though it's, like, state-run, they did not care. Like, they were just going off on the internet.
Yes. I found something that showed, like, a few of the reactions.
She's bringing up her sources. I think I read a couple of them, and I was like, bruh.
The one...
Well, he was clearly remorseful, but they still said...
Like, you did what you did.
They still said bye. I think it's...
Global Voices. That's what I think it is. Yes. Okay. One person said, why all the hesitation? Should be shot to death ASAP. Who dares to cross the road in the future?
Okay. There's a little translation barrier because it is, like, Chinese to English, but that's basically what he's saying. He's like, why are you hesitating? Shoot him.
Another one says, no matter if Yao is second generation poor or second generation rich, he has to pay for his crime with his life.
That's jungle law.
That's an eye for an eye right there. Another one says, quote, upon violating human morality and taking someone's life, they have to insult people's IQ. We cannot bear such shit. It's like,
okay, this man was probably angry.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh, it's fine if I take away your life because you're just a peasant.
Yeah, exactly. That's... And he feels like he's saying you're insulting my IQ, so he's also kind of saying we're smarter than that, you dipshit. Like, basically.
Go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
Another one. No matter how the running dogs of special interest groups fart around, Yao must die.
Like, the internet was going, like, you know, we have our, like, generation... Gen Z generation Gen Z. Going around and like doing all this stuff. This is what China was doing in 2011.
Yeah, we're like, go fuck yourself, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is the one where she says, where she, that
oh, her classmate friend that was like, I support you, and you're like,
I would have stabbed her too. This quote is good. Her death has resulted in an earthquake in the public sphere. She was from a poor family and stopped attending school when she was 15. She skipped breakfast every day to save her money for her sister. She sold buns in the market and worked as a waitress to support her brother. She seldom bought clothes for herself, but during the Lunar New Year, she gave her sister NYC 100 in pocket money. She always took on the duty of a big sister, and she was killed on the night she lost her job, leaving her 2-year-old son behind. The murder is Yao Zhang, yeah, Zhang.
Yeah.
A post-80s generation girl. Poor her whole life to work. People were just pissed.
Oh my goodness.
This one's mad.
The Yao are just an irresponsible, angry internet. So there was two arguments going on. There was one that was like, the privileged class needs to pay.
Yeah.
Because there was a common like thread going around where people were like getting... people were getting so angry because they felt like they were getting away with misdeeds because they were wealthy and had connections.
Yeah.
Most likely true. But there was also this other side where they're like, oh, he's just getting butchered because of the internet. And yeah, the internet mob is what's giving him the death penalty. He doesn't deserve it or whatever. So here's one example that the people from the internet mob
says, quote, kill Yao so that the angry internet mob could rejoice and take pleasure in the killing of Yao, so that we can relive the anger in our lives and towards the state. Kill Yao. We don't care if this can help our country. All we want is to kill Yao. Kill Yao. We don't care if this can help to improve our legal system. All we want is to kill Yao.
Very angry people. Mm-hmm.
And this quote is sort of on the opposite side, where it, the public outrage is a result of fear against those who are higher up. It says, quote, they are afraid that the society will come rule of law of the jungle and the weak will become vulnerable.
Yeah, so that's very much like the battle of this case, and that's most likely why he got the death sentence, is because I think they were probably scared of the outrage of what would happen if he did not get a higher sentence.
Yeah, if he, who knows what would happen.
Because although the previous murder, the kid who killed the university student stirred some uproar, it wasn't this much. Like, compared to, like, there were so much internet polls. In one internet poll, like, almost, like, 95% were like, yeah, kill him. Like, public internet polls. And, like,
yeah,
the government has access to all of this. Not because it's public, it's because they run it. They run the internet.
Yeah, they run everything.
So they can see everything that everyone's posting about this. So
they're like, if you don't kill him, then everyone in the lower classes
are
gonna revolt.
I mean, many were shocked that he, I mean, although they wanted it, many were shocked that he actually got the death sentence, especially when there was a lot of pushback on capital punishment at this time, because many were trying to get it abolished.
Yeah, they were like, maybe we shouldn't be killing a lot of
people. And then all of a sudden, everyone was like, no.
How about one more?
Exactly. But yeah, this was an interesting case, because I kind of found it because there's not a lot of information on Chinese, like, murder cases at all, because China likes to keep it down on the wrap, like, a lot. So it's even hard to find information about this case, even.
Yeah, it was sort of difficult. I was like, what?
There's a couple of articles, but they all kind of spew the same type of information, because there's not a lot of information if you're looking for specifics about others' families and stuff like that.
Yeah,
there's
what his family was like, what her family was like, what was her upbringing. It was just difficult to find stuff.
And find information on it, because...
what exactly happened. Because a few sources, like one or two sources, said that he was leaving a cafe, and I was never able to confirm that, and I was like,
yeah,
thank you for hiding your information.
But I figured we'd just take a look at it, just because, I mean...
It's interesting on the impact, just from how the internet...
Reacted
so boldly, and how it probably affected the outcome, because...
I think it most likely affected a lot, exactly. Because if there wasn't public outrage, I don't know if he would have got the death sentence.
If he would have gotten punished at all.
Exactly. So this is kind of showing how the transition of technology and communication is like shifting how legal things work, even in communist countries where they control it. So
shit's wild.
We love technology. All right. Yeah, that's me.
If you would like to check out anything we discuss, you can check out our Instagram and Twitter. Over there will be our sources, photos, and additional material. Have a lovely rest of your day. Stay safe, and we will see you next time. Bye!